What I think is going on with kids today is a different dichotomy than the C.P. Snow one. There are a couple of things about them that are quite different. One is that they've grown up in extraordinarily structured lives for the most part. Most of the ones who make it to a good college grew up in childhoods that were very well planned. They moved from playdate to playdate. They had structured enrichment. And then as they grow up, they enter into a reality that's also very structured by institutions like Facebook, where everything's categorized and there are sort of things that are mapped out. And so the very interesting issue for them is if your paradigm of reality is that there's this network structure that's a given in place and you fit into it, there's sort of two positions to be on that, which is to be a peripheral node or a central node. So you're a user or you're Zuck. You know, that's the new distinction. And that has profound implications for the way they approach both science and art and creativity. The idea of creativity has become much less exceptional in their world than it was for previous generations, because every single one of them went to classes and experiences from the time they can remember, from when they were toddlers, where they're rewarded for being creative. There's no high-achieving kid that didn't go through a million creativity experiences by the time they make it into being an undergraduate. Furthermore, the concept of creativity is one that's it's expected of everybody. Everyone is rewarded for having it, and it's also not something that's ever... You don't expect to make money from it, because in the new world, that's the stuff that wants to be free. So they have this sort of feeling that that's the ambient standard. And they're both good and bad things about that shift in perception. I really have mixed feelings about it. I mean, of course, it's wonderful. It's what we all wanted when it wasn't true, right? Because I remember when I grew up, creativity was something that was thought of as being exceptional, and one aspired to achieve it. And at that time, I was like, well, how horribly elitist. Everybody should be creative. Everyone's a genius in some way. We're people. We're not just factory workers or something. You know, and that was the human impulse. And now that we've gotten to this world, and I started to feel the shift in undergraduates. Three or four years ago, I think, was kind of when it started to tip. And I felt that there was a sense of, well, of course I'm creative. You know, no, I've never met an undergraduate who thinks, well, boy, I don't feel creative. Mm-hmm. It doesn't happen. When I was growing up, it certainly happened a lot. Of course, the bad thing about it is the lack of expectation of reward, the lack of, I think, appreciation for really exceptional creativity. The other interesting thing is that I think the new challenge, which is something that is common to both good art and good science, is maintaining a worldview in which you're skeptical about how well you know reality, and you assume that there's something beyond what you know that might be known. Because if you grow up within a network, there's this sort of sense that the network encompasses everything. So you see a lot of kids embracing a worldview in which every possible form of knowledge is already pre-categorized into some sort of omics. You know, everything already has a structural implication, and you're filling in pieces, or you have, with the exception that if you're one of the lucky ones and you can operate the central node of the whole thing and you become Zuck, then you become this sort of master of the universe or the Wizard of Oz, you know, pulling all the strings, and so ambition becomes one of climbing the network instead of penetrating further into the mystery that surrounds us. And it's sort of a substitution of artifice for encountering a sense of fundamental mystery. So I think the sensibility that art and science have always had in common for me was this feeling that human understanding amounts to this island in a sea of mystery, and that there's beyond what we know, genuine deep mystery. And that having, and I think that that's similar to the quality of awe. Maybe the same thing. And that's something I find the new challenge is trying to educate undergraduates about that feeling, because they haven't encountered it before. Those kids today, from this old farts perspective, don't really care about the CP Snow divide. They've grown up in a technologically structured world where the new divide is top node versus peripheral node. And the new model for success is climbing the network towards the top node. The closer you get to it, the more successful you are. all the wealth flows to whoever's closer to the hedge fund node or the social network node or whatever it is. The new ambition is, how do I climb the network instead of how do I penetrate reality? How do we free ourselves from the tyranny of artifice? You know, that's the new thing.